Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Still efforting. The voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Maybe he's in preparation mode, Colfax, because a little birdie tells me, you know, one of them flying around the station, that so I'm out next week, and a little birdie tells me that Mark might be sitting in this chair, next Tuesday. So Mark Johnson could be filling in, will be filling in for the whole show. Next Tuesday, we'll have Kelly Lyle on a Monday. Wednesday, we'll have Rockies. And Thursday, Friday, who knows, man? It's up in the air. It's probably going to be Colfax, Susan, and Cheryl. The trifecta there. We'll get to it. So we'll see. We'll try to catch Mark. But, you know, more on this from yesterday. And, you know, we shared the poll question and everybody went nuts. Some hated it. Some liked it. Some said, hey, that ruling doesn't mean what you think it means. That's what the ruling is, folks. It's not like the Supreme Court official yet that this whole thing, you know, that it wasn't necessarily about making money from their name, image, and likeness. It is having significant impact on NCAA Division I schools' consideration of changes to their rules about those activities because they spoke up on it yesterday. It's happening. They're looking into it more and more. The NCAA should have got behind this years ago. They could have tried to control it, but here we are. It's a tough spot. And I know Mark's kind of like, Mark's in that spot where he's like, man, this is going to change the landscape of college sports forever. I don't know how deep it goes. Like, will they be able to survive? So there are a lot of drawbacks to it. We do have him on. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, I was just saying, I hear a rumor that you may be in the Greeley area on next Tuesday, and you may be jumping by KFK Studios for the radio.
I may do that. I may come on by. Somebody there may have to teach me how to talk into a microphone, but I'm looking forward to that.
That's why we have Colfax here, man. He'll walk you through all that stuff. We'll get you there, my man. Mark, a lot of crazy news, man. You and I have talked about the NCAA a lot. All the changes that continue to happen. I think we hit the transfer portal quite a bit last week. Well, now you got the Supreme Court ruling yesterday in the Alston antitrust case. Well, but that leads us to a lot more down the road. You know, now we're really getting into the NIL, the names, images, and likeness, and all that too, where players can earn, essentially, be endorsed. I'm pretty sure that's the next step. I kind of just wanted to pick your brain here. You've said it on this show before that get ready because the look of the NCAA is going to be something entirely different in the next, who knows, 5-10 years.
Yeah, and I still think what we're looking at here, what just came down. Now, it was a little bit confusing, and I think there was some murkiness to it. So Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court Justice, who's from here in Colorado, of course, wrote the opinion. It was 9-0, the vote. And then Brett Kavanaugh wrote a supporting opinion. Now, the Gorsuch opinion came down and said that schools should be and will have to give, what do they call it, educational-related expenses. Okay, well, that was kind of strange to me. They specifically pointed out, educational laptop computers and internships, which BCS-level schools like University of Colorado are already doing. I mean, so that didn't make any sense to me. Why? I guess maybe they were just affirming that had to be that way. Okay. Now, I think the can of worms really gets opened up is what Brett Kavanaugh then wrote, and I think that's what the lawyers out there are jumping on right now, because Kavanaugh basically said, yeah, this amateurism thing, we're not sure that that's really even legal. And so the lawsuits that are out there already, I think these lawyers are going back and amending and saying, hey, we were asking for the moon, now we're going to ask for the sun, okay? And I think that's kind of what you're going to see. And so I think what happened the other day, nothing surprising, the name, image, and likeness, that's going to come down on what, 10 states that they can pass legislation around the country. And so that's all going to start taking place July 1st, rather, here. So here in just a few days, when that all opens up. And then what Kavanaugh wrote and the following lawsuits that are still in the pipeline right now, I think that thing's really going to start to speed up what I've always talked about, and that was ultimately the breakup of the NCAA. So whatever that organization is, that would include the 65, 70 BCS level schools down the road, and then everybody else will be left out in the cold. I think that is really been sped up now with what we saw come down from the Supreme Court. So it's just fascinating. And I know everybody in college athletics is right now scrambling, trying to figure out exactly what this all means and how it's going to work and what's going to happen. And so right now there's just a lot of gray area out there.
There really is. There's a lot. And again, whether you're for the idea of players being able to earn, being able to get endorsed or not, this does lead us down a different road of can they regulate this? Can the NCAA regulate it to the point where, okay, players are getting endorsed, they're able to keep their grades up, they're able to go to school, and they're making money, they're happy, everybody's good, or does it get out of control? Do the teams then start losing deals, and then they can't afford to do what they're doing and whatnot? Does it get even more radical, Mark, where, like you said, we're talking the Power Five conferences may break off into something all their own like semi-pro type football league, where now we're paying, instead of a player getting a scholarship, we're paying them just like we would pay the professor or the janitor. We're paying you to come play football for us. I mean, do you think it could actually get to that point?
I think so. And based on what Brett Kavanaugh wrote in that supporting opinion, I certainly think so. Because basically what he was saying in there, and I'm not a legal scholar, okay? But there was a couple of lines in there that really stuck out to me. And one of them was something along the lines that this pretense of amateurism would not be legal in any other business. So basically, what I took from that was it was kind of a signal like, hey, this is coming to an end, all right? And so I think that's where it's all headed ultimately. You'll have some degree or some level of professionalism. They'll be attached to an institution. And the sad part, Freddie, you and I have talked about this before. The really sad part about this is that ultimately what it's going to mean is less opportunity or fewer opportunities for a lot of kids to play athletics. And I really think ultimately it's going to hit women's athletics harder than anybody when it's all said and done. Because what will probably happen, this is my guess now, what will probably happen if they do break off and there's some sort of organization out there, they'll have football, they'll have men's and women's basketball, and maybe a volleyball. Because what they'll do is some title, because of Title IX, they'll have like those sports. But all those other opportunities are going to be gone. Men's and women's golf and lacrosse and soccer and all these different things, I don't think will be part of this. Because I think this organization will basically say, we don't have to do it. We're not going to do it. We'll have women's basketball and volleyball just from a Title IX standpoint to kind of balance things out in that regard. And so think of all the opportunities that are going to be lost for young men and young women that want to go to college and play college athletics. And then outside of that group of 65 or 70, whatever it looks like, that BCS level organization that is ultimately created, everyone else is left out in the cold, as I said. There's no more trickle down from an NCAA tournament that brings in $1 billion a year and is going to trickle down to other Division I, low-level Division I schools and Division II and Division III. That's not going to happen because the golden goose is going to be gone. And so think of all the opportunities you're going to have for young men and young women whose only opportunity, I'm pretty good at whatever sport I'm good at. That was my chance to get a college education. That's gone. And so think of the trickle effect and how that ends up affecting not only that individual, but families and children and generation. I mean, it really is a fascinating deal. And that's why I've always said, I don't think that people are really seeing the forest for the trees in this issue. And I've always thought it was driven by greed because I want mine. Well, that's not really making it better for everybody.
Mark, do you see any way they could balance it out where they could, even Kavanaugh's side of it, if they're allowing players now saying, okay, you can use your likeness, your image that you're creating playing for CU, playing for Alabama, and that's up to you. If you can make money, great. If you can't, that's your own deal. Do you see any way where they could regulate that enough where it would make sense and they could stop there? Or do you think now that we've opened this up, there's no going back?
Well, and think about that for a second, because I guarantee you that a student-athlete at the University of Alabama or the University of Texas is going to have a greater opportunity to make money than the University of Colorado or the University of, I'm trying to think of some other out here in the West that might make sense, Washington State, for example, okay? They're going to have greater opportunity. You don't think that's going to tilt the level playing field that college athletics, kind of has right now? That's going to be affected. So there's got to be some level of ability to marshal this to some degree because otherwise it's just the wild, wild west out there. And you know, if you've got a state that, you know, think of it in the state of Nebraska, for example. So there's our neighbors just to the east of us. In the state of Nebraska, those people are rabid for the Huskers, right? I mean, every Tom, Dick, and Harry who's got a bike shop or a car dealership or a grocery store is going to want to, have somebody from the Husker football program. It could be the third-string punter for all we know that, hey, you know what, that kid's going to endorse stuff for us. Well, that may not be the case in the state of Colorado or in the state of eastern Washington, where Washington State is. And so there are things that really have to be addressed in this regard. I've always said about a sports league, whether it's a pro sports league or college athletics, there has to be a level of socialism in it, okay? Coke wants to put Pepsi out of business, and that would be good for Coke, right? The New York Yankees don't want to put the Kansas City Royals out of business because that would be bad for the Yankees. And so there has to be a level of socialism, if you will, that kind of concept within a league to keep everybody healthy, unlike, you know, the free market where, like I said, Goodyear wants to put Firestone out of business and those kind of things. So they've got to be very careful with this moving forward. I think it's a very delicate and, I think, very detailed issue they've got in front of them, and it's going to be very difficult to navigate this over the next few years. But I think the hay's in the barn. I mean, this thing's going to happen no matter what, I think.
Yeah. Now, when I was reading through this the last couple of days, I mean, we even did the poll question yesterday, assuming that, yes, we're there now with the nil. I mean, we are there.
Yes.
Some people said, well, that's not really what the ruling said specifically. Well, maybe not specifically, but if you want to read between the lines, that's what it means. That's one of the things that it means going forward.
Right, without question. And see, here's the difference. And I always, every time I'm on at somebody's station, talk about this. I always get all kinds of emails or messages on Twitter. You don't know. You just don't want guys to make money. Now, listen, I'm talking about the overall health of this. All that you're thinking about is everybody should be able to get theirs. Well, you know what? Why this doesn't affect, for example, the NBA in the same way? Because guys have enormous salaries, okay? Guys are making $20, $40, $50 million a year, and they get some endorsements along with it. That's not going to be the case here. The vast majority of the money is going to come from the opportunity to own my likeness. It's all about, if you notice, the word me is used all the time in this. So the only focus on this is what I'm going to get. That's what the focus is. So we talk about sports all the time, the idea of team, and we do everything for everybody. Well, this is all going the other direction. This is all about me, 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 me. And that concerns me a little bit as well moving forward.
Mark, what do you think about this? And we'll end it here. But what do you think about the idea eventually of, hey, you can choose either a scholarship or you come at it and we give you whatever. We give you a certain amount of money or the opportunity to earn and get endorsements. But if you choose the scholarship, so you're giving them a choice. If you choose the scholarship, then all those other things go away, but you get this college education.
Well, I think there's some interesting aspects to that you can kind of think about. One of them would be kind of the baseball model, which is, okay, if you're going to choose to come to college, this is what it is, and you're going to be here for, I think, what is it in baseball? I mean, 3 years, I think they've got to stay? But if you decide to go this other route, well, now you've given up the fact that, or the opportunity to ever come back and be a college athlete. And so I don't know if there's a possibility of looking at something like that, that they can kind of navigate. I don't know. That would be interesting to find out. But I think all of these kind of ideas, though, are going to be looked at here very closely and very rapidly here in the next few months and years, because this thing is changing almost day by day.
Yeah, Mark, appreciate you as always. It's a treat to get you on the program. It'll be a treat for our Northern Colorado listeners to have you filling in next Tuesday, man. It's an honor.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. I just got to make sure, like I said, you give me all the directives and tell me where I'm going and what I'm supposed to do. And I just don't want to screw up your show.
Just, you know what, Colfax will turn the microphone on, and you can go all Buffs. You can go all Stampede if you want, whatever you want to do, man. It's your show. I'm gone, so nobody, it's fine. It's whatever.
Hey, the Stampede's going on. We can talk some rodeo and how I like that. And,
yes. Hey, are you? So. Yeah, we got, I mean, what do you think? Dwight Yoakam's here. Are you a Dwight Yoakam guy?
Oh, I love Dwight Yoakam. Are you kidding me?
I love Dwight. I'm actually pretty pumped about that. That one's going to be good. Mark, my friend, always appreciate you, and we'll look forward to hearing you next week.
All right. Sounds good, buddy.
Thanks, man. That's Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I mean, that guy probably gets requests to do radio stuff all the time, so it's an honor to get him on the program and stepping in for us next Tuesday. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more on the Denver Nuggets. I got my deep thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog done today. It's available at thewholeshow.com. I got four. There's a lot of things the Nuggets need to address, but I got four big things, the most important things on the docket or the priority list for the Denver Nuggets. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.